Hi, Brett. My name is Rhett Kasparian. Is this an okay time for you to talk?
Sure, I got a minute.
Okay, great. Hey, you may recall that I sent you a letter a few days ago. Do you remember receiving that?
Yeah, actually, I do remember something about that.
Oh, okay, great. I know that you're the sales manager down there in Eugene, and as you may recall from my letter, I have a strong sales background, business to business, business to consumer. I've owned my own business in career management and helping people in that area. And as I've helped people in that area, I've helped quite a few get into pharmaceutical sales, and I've often kind of paid attention that my background, my skill set, what I think they're looking for seems to be a pretty strong fit. And so now that I've decided to kind of move in a different direction with my career, I wanted to talk to some sales managers who may know of some opportunities and just kind of see if you think my background might be a fit for any opportunities that you may know of at this current time.
All right, fair enough. So what can I do for you?
Well, I guess I'm just asking you directly, do you know of any opportunities that I could maybe connect in on? What direction would you have me go in to try to find some opportunities within your organization?
Well, within our organization currently, there actually are, let me see, at least one position open down here in Eugene at the moment. They're not advertised yet because there's currently a hiring freeze.
Oh.
As happens in the pharmaceutical industry from time to time. But that freeze will be lifted in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then those positions will be advertised.
So they will, where will they advertise them? On, like, the website or on Monster?
You know, most of our hiring is done internally through referrals.
Okay.
And occasionally, you know, we'll have people through headhunters, very rarely, but occasionally. It really depends on the hiring manager for that direct position. It's his or her responsibility to decide how to market the position. But a lot of times, all it is they'll put a few feelers out to some of the current employees, and that generates.
Right, I imagine quite a few referrals.
Right.
Do you have any sway on that? I mean, I know you don't know me, but I would love to obviously be considered for one of those opportunities. I mean, is that something that you'd feel comfortable with? If I sent you my resume, maybe you could take a look at it a little more closely and tell me whether you would feel comfortable referring it in or not?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'd be happy to look at your resume, because it sounds like you know, you feel that you have some good qualifications. What I'll do is the only issue there could be, not with you personally, but with anyone I refer, is that if I refer someone who, you know, they will take my recommendation, my submitting a resume for consideration for that job as a recommendation of that person.
Okay.
I'll take a look at your resume, and you know, I'll have to be honest. If I think you're a strong candidate, I'll go ahead and forward that to the hiring manager. If not, you know, no hard feelings. But I
sure.
I can't.
Would you be open to me maybe coming down and meeting with you, so you could meet me, so you'd know the full, complete person that you're putting kind of your neck out there on? I mean, would you be open to, I would drive down there, I would love to meet you, I would love to take you to lunch and let you kind of talk with me for an hour or so and get a sense of me before you did that, because I can appreciate that you'd be putting it out there for me, and I wouldn't expect you to really refer me on unless you really had a good feeling about me and him, and I would like to have you be able to kind of buy off on that before I would ask you to do that, put yourself in that place.
Well, you know, I'd be happy to do that. We're always looking for good people.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd have an hour, but...
well, yeah, even, that's,
well,
even
we
if it's...
We could do an early morning thing, because I usually have business lunches.
Okay.
If you wanted to come down, then you might have to get up a little early, but if we met like 7:30 in the morning...
That would be fine.
Give you half an hour.
Okay. Let's, I'll, what day, when can you meet?
Next week I'm in town, so Monday or Tuesday morning would be fine.
Okay, how about Tuesday morning, and you said 7 o'clock? Name the place.
7:30.
Oh, okay.
And let me see, we'll just meet, there's a, we'll have breakfast, there's a, you know, an IHOP or something down here in Eugene.
Okay, I'll call you and confirm, say, on Monday and get the specific directions to that location.
That'd be fine. And if you could, why don't you send me an email to your resume?
I will.
Between now and then.
Thanks, Brett. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, thank you. That's great. Sounds like there's some potential there. And again, if there's not, like you said, no hard feelings, but I just appreciate having the chance. So I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday and talking to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Brett. See you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.